Day.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
The government, the criminals that run it, look at your bank account without a warrant. They look at every prescription you get, regardless of what it is, anything prescription. Every major police department, including the Austin Police Department, where I live, for decades, look at your power bill to see how much power you're using, and then they use that to get a warrant to SWAT team your house, thinking you're growing dope. Half the time, it's something else. They got helicopters look right through your walls for over a decade. Now they've got resident systems that have clear pictures of you inside your house. They can say, we're doing it. We're going to fly over and film you naked in your house. They're going to walk you through the airports. A bunch of airports have these now that take high-tech digital photos through your clothes of your naked body and put it in a database. They track your cell phone. I've been talking about this last hour. Now your cable boxes, your computers, the cameras built in all the new models, they say they're already watching you and listening to you. The companies themselves are, not just the NSA, but these companies basically are. Microsoft is a known government front. So is Google. And I've had top government people on to expose that. This is not a free market. It is a simulation of a free market. Private interests own the Fortune 50, who then have subdivisions and own the Fortune 500 and control it. And most of the NSA is used to steal patents and cheat other companies and make sure the free market doesn't win. And to stop the FBI and CIA from stopping government black ops. To make sure this drug shipment gets busted and that drug shipment doesn't. Oh, there's a drug war on the competition of the banks. You try to ship drugs in this country and you're not affiliated with the globalists, it's not a major shipment. The major shipments just come in on trains, 18-wheelers and aircraft. They land in government aircraft. Military's there, M-16's guarding it. Loaded right in, taken right out to your local mob, shipped right out to your family. And that's been in Esquire magazine, C-SPAN, everywhere else. People say, I don't believe the government is involved in the drugs. You don't believe much, do you? And I think Kennedy was shot once. And I think that bullet changed direction 9 times and hit 7 bones and wasn't even damaged. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get into how they're taking your children's DNA at birth and putting it in the Homeland Security database. Coming up after calls. We got Ronald, Kyle, Jira, Ted, Patrick, Kyle. I'm going to go to you all right now. Rob, others. Ronald in Missouri. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just evil because I don't like cameras in school bathrooms and cameras watching me. And
yeah, I feel the same way. I just want to tell you some of the things that happened here. I got a call from the coordinator for the Ron Paul movement here in Missouri to go to a caucus, and I never been to a caucus, so I went, and dang if I didn't get into it, and I just wanted to show you, I got a copy of the Missouri State platform, and there's a lot of them that's pretty good in there, but listen to this, we believe Missourians are safer, stronger, and more optimistic with a republic in the White House. And then it gets worse. We commend the efforts of our elected Republican officials in Congress. And then we commend President Bush for 8 years of restoring real American values, integrity, credibility, vision, strength, and character.
Can't put perfume on a pig. And same with the Democrats. All bought and paid for.
I know. Man, it makes me.
Our name's destroyed. Our dollar's destroyed. We're hated universally. The country's sinking into third worldom. And they're just running around delusionally saying everything's wonderful.
And another thing I wanted to mention, too, I really wanted to tell you how much I appreciated that 19th of March broadcast you give on the Second Amendment. The only thing is you didn't put it on like you did the 18th and then you did the 20th. I downloaded the 19th, but I messed up on the first hour and let it go 2 minutes too long so it won't go on a CD. I wanted to give it to everybody that belongs to the gun club I belong to.
What, you've got our podcast and you can't get it?
Well, I got it. I just messed up, Alex. I let it go too long on the first
one. Well, I mean, do you need me to have that show posted on the website?
Well, if you would, boy, I'd appreciate it. You know, you got the 18th and you got the 20th on planettv.tv. I'm a member of that one.
Okay, we'll get them all up for you, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, great caller. Let's try to go to the next caller. Let's talk to Kyle in Oklahoma. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes.
I'd like to say, first of all, you are like the Paul Revere of the 21st century in my eyes. You are like a socially completely aware genius.
No, I'm not. You don't have to be a genius to know cameras in the cable boxes and school bathrooms isn't freedom.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that, too. The education and the way they run the school systems, because, you know, I went to school, and in, you know, I think it was 10th grade, that's when they started teaching you how to use drugs, you know, this is bad for you, just like Freudian psychology.
No, they admit, and of course the cops doing it don't know this, but they admit that the D.A.R.E. program increased drug use. Here's a bag of this, here's a bag of that, here's how you use it. But where I went to high school the first couple of years in Rockwall, the police dealt the drugs and later went to prison for it. So, of course they were there teaching us how to use their product.
Right, yeah. And I was also want to, you know, compare this whole, like, time span to, 33 to 45 when Hitler ran, you know. And a lot of people are comparing this to, you know, maybe like the Third Reich because...
The Fourth Reich.
The Fourth Reich, I'm sorry. You know what you're talking about way more than I do.
The Fourth Land.
I just started waking up to this, and I think it's time to, you know, start discussing solutions. And I was going to ask you one question before. I just wanted to say a little bit. What do you know about Rex 84?
Well, that was the first massive FEMA camp program to put the American people in prison camps and bring us into total martial law. But it was in the embryonic phase then, and it came out in Senate hearings in 86. I've got clips of that in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But now it's publicly announced that they have camps for about 30 million Americans.
Okay. And so is it true, too, that like the same technology for the RFID is implemented by IBM, and so is that?
Yes, IBM did the Nazi computers. It was Thomas Watson was the top U.S. Nazi, and then under him was the top designate officer of the Nazi Party was Prescott Bush. That's New York Times, mainstream news from the 40s and 50s. And they developed the machines that, you know, the coded number they tattoo on you, that was entered into the machine. And the machine would decide off your age and weight whether to go ahead and kill you or to work you to death. And they would put your medical data into that first computer, and then it was used for that. And now IBM runs the national ID card system. They own the Applied Digital Solutions. The implantable microchip company is their front. They're involved in the human genome, Cold Springs Harbor. They run that. IBM was founded for eugenics, by eugenics. Microsoft is their front company. Trying to get around antitrust laws. Bill Gates is their front. His dad's the head of Planned Parenthood. They run their black op that way. Nice little operation they run. We don't have time to take another call, do we? Let's jam one more in there. Let's talk to Ura, I believe, in beautiful Montana. You're on the air.
It's Uriah.
Uriah, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was going up the canyon with my dad, we saw about four helicopters just flying, like, just real close to the ground.
Those don't exist, sir.
And then back up, just on the highway.
Highways don't exist,
just,
sir.
Like, big, lot of cops just all around running that operation.
That's good, keeping you safe. But if you say you don't like what they were doing, they don't exist. If you say you appreciate it and want to live in a police state, they do exist. You understand how that works, sir?
Yeah.
You've got to learn how to work like the average yuppie. A yuppie thinks as long as they claim in their own mind they're winning and that they're on top of things that they are. That's a loser's creed, is that the analogy is somebody's business is falling apart, their competition's kicking their butt. They'll say, I'm my competition. They're in deep trouble. Anything else you want to add, sir?
No.
How are you listening to us in Montana?
I normally listen on the Internet.
Well, we've got an affiliate up there, so we appreciate those folks up there. Anything else?
No.
Good to hear from you. I'm going to come back with the next segment. I'm going to rampage through Ted, Patrick, Kyle, Rob, and Ted, two different Ted's calls. And then we're going to get into how they're taking your children's blood for DNA databases, but because they say basically we're all Al-Qaeda.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Yeah, I've got a syndicated radio transmission reaching millions every week, Monday through Friday. But that's not enough for me. I get my butt in my car and I drive down to the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ and we jack into the satellites and blast out on the AM and FM dial. Communities across this country, simulcast on the internet, shortwave worldwide. We're not giving up. We're not going down without a fight. Toe to toe with the New World Order scientific dictatorship. and the big egghead scientists at the top that work for the big old bankers, the robber barons, the black nobility of Europe, the Machiavellian system, toe-to-toe with dehumanization, 110%, never backing down, never surrendering! Yeah, it's not the kill, ladies and gentlemen. It's the thrill of the fight, and I can smell blood. We're going to bring them down. They're afraid. They've tried to dumb you down and turn you into a bunch of nerds that don't understand how the world really works. But you're starting to wake up. You're starting to feel the freedom again, and you're starting to wake up. Big Brother doesn't like that. They pop in there. That's a joke, folks. We're back live, my friends, and I am fired up today. I am extremely fired up today. Ah, man. It is normal to get angry about the government criminally, illegally, taking your children's blood at birth and putting it in the Homeland Security criminal database. We're going to cover that after calls. Let's go ahead and take calls right now. Let's talk to Ted in North Carolina. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, what's up, man? Got a couple of points I want to bring up. Number one, I did some research, a little bit of research, on the Aztecs, and they talked about the year 2012 being the end. Are you familiar with that?
2012, doomsday.
Right. and I found out that supposedly there's this planet that comes around every 36
years. Nibiru.
Nibiru, or Planet X, as it's referred to. And when it comes, basically it causes pole shifts, causes solar tempests, and things of that nature. In addition, you know, I found out about the Phil Snyder guy, the guy who was a government geologist whose job was to build these deep underground bases all over.
Yeah, I interviewed him.
Did you?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Okay. Wow. And I was just like, man, that is crazy. I mean, have you... So obviously you're up on this. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I know this. You know, the Aztecs had incredible science. They had a calendar accurate for thousands of years. Our calendar isn't accurate even every couple dozen. So we have leap year.
Right.
And they did believe that the end of a cycle, the end of an age, and again, I'm not putting stock because, you know, one way or the other. I'm just reporting here on what they believed. And they believe that it wasn't the end of the world. It has been interpreted as that by those that want to sell books and things. What it really says, and you know, I've actually been to the museums, read the text, looked at it, been on a lot of tours down in Central and, of course, southern North America, southern Mexico, on both sides of the peninsula there. And so they believe that it is the end of an age, and so kind of a reset at that point. And then others come in and say there's a pole shift in this planet. And I remember, but I mean, in 2000, 2002, 2003, there's always authors trying to sell books that the planet X is going to kill us and it's coming,
right.
Freakouts. And then people try to put that with what I cover and what I talk about, because there's other shows that are in kind of a different genre but are similar to me. They cover the politics and the weird stuff going on in politics, but then they mix it in with chupacabras, space aliens, Planet X, and I'm not saying that's bad. That's all weird. It's interesting. It's creepy when you're driving down the road in the middle of the night to be listening to that. We're talking about shadow creatures. You're looking over your shoulder, you know, as you drive down the road. The point is, that's not what I do on this show. When I come on the air and I say, hey, the government's listening to your phone calls with AI computers with keywords, here's the documents. Or the government says they're building FEMA camps, here's the San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle. Or Halliburton and Dine Corps run child kidnapping rings, Chicago Tribune. You know, I bring you all the crazy, weird news that's admitted, but that never gets national attention, but it gets regional attention, and I cover that. A lot of people think it's the end of the world in 2012. I don't think it is. The end of the world, if it does come, will come next week with some bioweapon the government releases on accident or some, you know, huge meteor hitting like happened with the dinosaurs. So I appreciate your call. Am I not putting stock in what the Aztecs say? I mean, as interesting as they were, as interesting as their art was, I mean, they would sacrifice thousands of people every month, tens of thousands every year on certain holidays. They would drown their children. They would take hallucinogenic drugs and then and then pull huge strings with jagged glass through their tongues like Hellraiser for pain. And, I mean, while they were hallucinating. Can you imagine hallucinating and pulling strings through your genitals and through your tongue, blood spewing, slicing themselves, cutting their children, gobbling their children's intestines. And people then say, well, that's their culture. Don't bash them. Well, the Nazis had a culture of black uniforms and death, and that's a bad culture. And there are cultures that are degenerate. And the Aztec culture was degenerate, and the Mayan culture it grew out of was absolutely evil. Killing your children, sacrificing people, I mean, that's bad. The Soviet culture of killing 50-plus million people, the Chinese communist culture of killing 60 million, invading Tibet, mass murdering millions is wrong. So I can make a judgment about a culture being degenerate, and the Aztec culture was degenerate. And very satanic. I mean, you ought to go down there and actually look at those temples, man. Just thousands of skulls carved in the walls and just Hellraiser, man. It was like Hell World or something. With just these power-tripping priests whacked out of their mind on drugs. Just and by the way, the main meat for the public, the reason the general public liked the sacrifices, is they had a couple sacrifices every day, even in the smaller temple centers around villages. You know, they would have villages all around and then a central city where they got their orders. And they would kick the dead bodies of the people they sacrificed every day at sunup and sundown, and the people would get select meat cutlets. In fact, you got the local sub-priest class would hang them up by their feet and cut up the select giblets and, you know, and sell the meat out at reduced prices. And so you may think that's good. I don't think that's good. And so the main meat and the treasured meat was that of the children. So, and I've interviewed top anthropologists on the subject, and it doesn't matter. I'm probably with Al-Qaeda because I'm against that now. Just worship Ishtar, bunny. Everything's fine. You know, why know about religions or backgrounds? Just be ignorant. Just March Madness. Everything's fine. Just trust your government. Everything's going to be fine, folks. Go ahead. You're on the air. Patrick in San Marcos.
Hey, Alex. Happy Ishtar Day.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to, I know you're a Christian, and I applaud that, especially for the business you're in. And I would like to kind of, I guess, for you to describe or kind of maybe answer a question for me is how can, especially on a day like this that's been taken over, you know, and it's supposed to be Christian, for these super churches and these just extreme religious zealots that are changing Christianity and changing the basis of what you and I both believe and supporting a one-world government and basically leading several Christians and, you know, sheep, so to speak, down to basically slaughter?
That's a great question. You want me to answer that after the break?
Yes, sir. I'd take as much time as you need, and I'll listen on the radio.
Thank you. I'll come back and give you my quick take on that, and we'll talk to Rob, Ted, Paula, and others. And then I'm going to get into your child and a federal DNA database.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, waging war on corruption. Taking it straight on, head on, for the New World Order. Okay. Look. I'm not somebody up on my high horse. I'm not somebody up there telling everybody how to live their lives or the thousand different Christian sects that all fight with each other and like the Pharisees on the hill saying they're the best or praying in public. But I am a Christian, been raised a Christian. I believe in what Jesus taught. I believe in Jesus. And you go to these churches, you don't find that. You find a bunch of warmongering, New World Order supporting groups on the right or a bunch of gun-grabbing socialists on the left. And then, you know, it's just tailored to each little group. But it's real simple. Christianity was oppressed and dominated and attacked for several hundred years after Christ. Then a Roman emperor decided to adopt it, but the occultists wouldn't go away. And so they hid everything basically in plain view in all of the saints and all of the different holidays and when they celebrated Christ's birthday. You know, that's for the middle of the winter, the darkest time of the winter, you know, when it starts then getting lighter after that. All Saints Eve is on the date of when they celebrate going in to the winter, out of the fall. I mean, they have all of these dates. They're all on key occult dates all over Europe, all over the Mediterranean, right into Asia. And they hide them in plain view. The bunny rabbit is the fertility symbol. The egg is the fertility symbol for Ishtar, both of them. The Babylonian goddess of fertility was worshipped all over under different names. Every culture has a fertility goddess. This is all pre-Christianity stuff. And, you know, the big Baptist churches with the big steeples, that is the male phallus. And that is the Washington Monument. They'll give you a tour and tell you that. It is a giant male member. The capitals are women's breasts. The doorways into them, I'm not going to go any further. This is mainstream architecture, mainstream historical info. If you go get a tour of the Washington Monument or of the Texas Monument or the goddess on top of the Texas Capitol. They're very point blank about it. And that's because predating Christianity and then really taking over Judaism under Solomon, the son of King David. You know the Star of David? Do you know what that is? That's the most powerful in occult black magic. That is the most powerful symbol. If you read the Old Testament, Solomon couldn't put the genie or the demon back in the bottle. And so God gave him that symbol to have total control over devils. I'm not saying this is real or not. The point is I'm telling you the history. So the Star of David is a black magic symbol. It's not really the Star of David. It's the seal of Solomon. See, nothing you've been told is what it really is. So they openly call Easter Ishtar, Easter. You run around talking about Jesus, and if you actually look in the Roman annals, it's 3 months off from when he was actually crucified. What Easter is it comes 3 days after the new year. When is the new year? Well, I observed it. And by observed it, it doesn't mean I spiritually observed it. I mean, I physically watched it happen. As I was standing up on top of a natural gas platform out in the country, and I watched the moon come up at the exact same time that the sun went down. I was looking one direction, looking at the huge red moon. Why is it red? You're looking through all the dust on the edge of the it's a lens effect, looking through hundreds of miles of atmosphere instead of just 30 miles of atmosphere looking up. That's why the moon changes color. You ever wondered that? When you're looking edge on, when a sun comes up or the moon comes up, why is it red? You're looking through all the dust, and it's also, why does it look larger? It's a lensing effect because you're looking cross on. It's like taking the lenses of a pair of glasses and turning them to the side and looking through the glasses. It's all blurry and stuff's larger. Lensing effect. I'm trying to... Paul's in there looking at me like he doesn't understand, so I'm not, because the earth is round, yes. Well, you're Al-Qaeda now if you say that. It's actually flat. But I'm already digressing. The answer to the fellow's question, just be aware of it. I'm not saying you're going to hell if you put out some Easter eggs. Just the point is, realize it is a pagan ritual. And the occultists, you know, they openly laugh about it and say, look at all these idiots out here. They're practitioners of this. You ever seen the movie Dragnet? With Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. It's really funny. And notice it's the local preacher is actually the devil worshiper. Well, that's how it actually works. The cop's the drug dealer. The big megachurch pastor, he's the high priest locally generally. I mean, you have hundreds of cults. They usually run all of them. And that's just how it works. And then you go into the church, and they've got the big steeple, and you're all in there, and that means that this is a patriarchal religion. You see, if the religion has a dome, it's goddess worship. The dome is the breast, and it's always crowned. Let me tell you another little esoteric secret. Wherever you find a war memorial at a capital or anywhere else, look around you. Let's say you're walking along next time, and you see, for the 5,000 dead and the cavalry battalion of whatever from Civil War, stop and go, wait, there'll be a goddess looking. And look around you. You will see within 100 yards, up on top of a big pillar, there will be a goddess. And she'll have her hand outstretched towards the sacrifice. This is all over the world. Wherever, or vice versa. You're driving along, and you see a goddess on top of a pillar, or you see it on top of a capital, or you see it at a university. Go and stand in front of her, and then look. And within about 100 degrees in front of her. You know, in a wedge shape fanning out in front of her, generally straight in front of her, there will be a sacrifice. They will put a dead war memorial in front of her. She needs blood. And so the practitioners of this religion, they had to be secretive about their Mithra cults and their Ishtar cults and the rest of it. So, or their Eulogia cults. Remember, even ABC News admits that the Bushes worship Eulogia, the Greek goddess, at Skull and Bones, you see. And if you study Hitler, he worshipped a goddess. And this is just what they do. So I hope I've answered your question now. Let's take a few calls. I'm going to come back out of the esoteric into what I mainly focus on. And people call me and they go, you say it's Moloch in your videos when you stuck in a Bohemian Grove and showed the Skull and Bones boys when they're older, you know, running around doing their rituals. Yeah, I snuck into one of these meetings. I got footage of it. Doesn't just happen in movies. It happens in the real world. It's called The Order of Death, my film. Snuck in with Mike Hansen. But people call me and they go, Alex, that's not Moloch. Moloch was a big bull they threw children into pits before. I know that. The Canaanites, I understand that. We're going off what they call the owl. They call it Moloch in their literature. The Bohemian Grove, mainly Republican Christian hierarchy leadership. Imagine the sick joke to all these top preachers and top Republicans. They go to a homoerotic, ancient, to them it's not the devil. They believe it's God. And they go and they do all this for 15 days in July. And then the people sit there and believe they're good Christian conservatives. It's kind of sick, isn't it? But that's the whole thing about a cult. I mean, take India. They have tens of thousands of gods. Don't expect me to ever say any of this is serious or makes any sense. I'm just reporting on it. But people keep calling me and emailing me, you keep saying in your films that's Moloch. I know. And they go, Alex, we even show a picture of a bull with him throwing a baby into it out of old Roman text. That's not an owl. I know that. Don't say these occultists make any sense. Okay, I'm done. That doesn't even matter. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Bastrop, Texas. You're on the air, Kyle. Welcome. Hello, Kyle. I don't even hear a phone feed there. Okay. Let's go ahead. Sorry, Kyle, and talk to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on the air. Okay, let's go to Rob. Rob in New York, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
First time calling, you're a personal hero of mine, Alex, but I want to get your opinion on a couple of things, particularly this Reverend Wright situation with Obama. He basically says a lot of the same things you do, particularly with the drug trade and the drugs filtering into the country. And the media, you know, kind of really slammed.
Stay there. I wasn't watching the clock. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Then we're going to talk to Ted, and that's going to be it. Rob and Ted on the other side, then I'm done. I can't take any more calls because I got to get into this illegal DNA database story. Final segment, 2 hours went by so fast. Some shows it's all news, some shows it's all calls, and some shows I just flip out on air. That's one of them. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try beta prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking beta prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of beta prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, final segment here on Ishtar Day. Worship of the goddess Ishtar. Enjoy yourselves, Tom. Going to take a few more of your phone calls, and I want to hit on this final story. Actually, I have a couple here. Should have gotten to this earlier, but c'est la vie. Going back to Rob. Rob, finish up the question or the point you were making.
And hello.
Yeah, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I saw Endgame, and I saw you know how the Bilderberg was group was trying to outline the plans for getting somebody like Hillary or you know McCain, and I was kind of I read 1984, and I saw you know how Winston was in the outer party, and Obama's really kind of striking me as this outer party guy. And I kind of want to get your feedback, and maybe if you could have, you know, Wright come on your show or something. I mean, I'm kind of curious about how you think this is going
to
play out.
Well, obviously, we've been trying to get Barack Obama's preacher on, who just retired, and it's a very important question. Look, I tried to analyze this. It'd take 5 hours, but let me just give you the basics. Barack Obama is a dangerous politician, just like Hillary, just like McCain. Bill Richardson is top Bohemian Grove, top Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group. Bill Richardson is as bad as it gets, and he's going to probably be his running mate. They're all bad. The globalists went either way. This is a simulated election. They have to make you the voting fraud alone, proven that it's all a scam. Now the public knows that, 85% in major polls. Barack Obama had to be involved in those inner-city politics to get elected to the state house and then to become a state senator, then a federal senator. And so he did attend that local church, which is the prominent black church. And I do agree with about 90% of what that preacher's saying about the government shipping in the drugs and about how blacks have been enslaved. I mean, that's not a secret. His wife, though, saying that America has nothing good about it or nothing to be proud of. We're not perfect. But it is taken out of context. It is hyped up. But forget what his preacher says. Barack Obama is a New World Order type. Do you hear Barack Obama saying CPS shouldn't take black kids to test drugs and pesticides on them, because they do? Do you hear him talking about all the things they do to blacks? No. By the way, Bill Richardson is less than half Hispanic. Why is he called Hispanic? Barack Obama is more than half white. Why is he called black? I mean, I don't care if they're black or purple or green. Point is, what is that, too? Why is that always the case? Barack Obama is a politician. And they're using this against him. Hillary got scared when the Geraldine Ferraro race comment about people only like him because he's black. No, people like him because he's charming and because he doesn't have all the baggage and the murders and the death list and the corruption and the socialized health care and the linen pins on the first day in the White House like Hillary was wearing, according to Ultimate Access by the FBI agent who was working in there. What, Gary Aldrich? We need to get him back on. Or Unlimited Access. That was an Unlimited Access. They all came to work wearing linen and Stalin pins. These people are nuts. They're completely insane. They're all bad. Frankly, I hope Hillary gets in because she's so evil she'll get less traction. Barack Obama will get a lot done for the New World Order. He wants to CPS your kids if you don't have health care. Yeah, they take your kids in Boston, in Massachusetts, if you don't have health care when you can't even pay for it. We don't need more government. We need less. But, yeah, the stuff this preacher's saying, that's nothing. They just hype it up into a political football. But the American people don't care if a prison camps have been built, the government's poisoned in the water, and it doesn't even matter. I'll get to Ted in a minute from Texas if we have time. I'm sorry to all the others, but let me just get to this now. Okay, I just saw this the other day in Op-Ed News, a great online news site, and I was already aware of this. I'm not bragging that, oh, I know everything. I'm saying I know even more than what's in this. It's much worse than this article says. Just Google, states hand over DNA of newborns to the Department of Homeland Security. What I didn't know I learned here is I knew for 35 years at birth, they say, oh, we're going to take some blood from your baby now, and it's gonna go get blood tested at the health department. Now ask yourself this. Why can't the health department, why can't the hospital test the blood? They're a hospital. Well, they say it's a mandate, not a law, a mandate. We just give us the blood. And I learned more than a decade ago, and I've had state reps, federal congressmen on, I've had members of parliament on from Australia, that for 35 years in five nations, it's all part of an international effort, they take all your blood at birth and they put it in a database. Four crime databases for DNA studies. They sell it to drug companies. The state says they now own your body's DNA. And that's all in the article. I have hearings on it from the state of Minnesota. Go read it for yourself. But the good part about this story out of Op-Ed News by Marty Oakley, states hand over DNA of newborns to DHS, is that it has links to all the federal bodies that hold it here domestically. And in the U.S., who is over this in all 50 states is the University of Texas. And you can go to UT's own sub-website, and UT's always basically been a government front the last 60 years. It's genes-r-usch.uthscsa, or just type in NNSGRC, National Newborn Screening and Genetics Resource Center, and they admit it all. They say they own your baby's blood. They do it all. When you come in, when you're being admitted, they have you sign hundreds of forms. One of them is very vague and just says you agree to genetic screening as it's important to track genetic diseases and that you agree that the health department owns this blood. But when you, and it's all admitted here. When you sign that, it goes in. Now, up until 5 years ago, they said they were using it in some crime databases. Now, it's all, and it started in Australia when I first learned of it a few years ago, where they said, hey, we have all the blood of the babies. Let's put it in the National Crime Database. So it started there, then in England. Now the U.S. has announced it. And that's the sick thing about this is that your baby, again, you thumb scan to get a driver's license biometrically, what criminals used to have to do, guilty until proven innocent. They look at your bank accounts every day with their computers without warrants. The federal government admits it. They listen to your cell phone, track your cell phone without warrants. But now they have to sell it to you. So they say, oh, we just don't have a Fourth Amendment for Al-Qaeda calling America. And the public who can't find the U.S. on a globe or doesn't know any basic facts about how the world works buys it. So just understand that you have to say no to that form, and you have to tell them no. And they'll try to threaten you and say it's the law. It's not the law unless you want your child in the Homeland Security DNA criminal database where they can then frame your child with that blood. They can then give false positives with that blood. Also, they admit here in state hearings in Minnesota and Texas that just some of the states that have looked at it, oh, this is being discussed. They just don't tell you, the slaves, about it, that one-third of the children are given a false positive for blood disease, and then that goes in your database with the insurance companies for life. So it's also very discriminatory. But so what? You want to be a slave? Let them suck your baby's blood at birth. Let them use their Comcast cable boxes to watch you and listen to you. This is how they operate. And Al-Qaeda is made up. Folks, let me just explain something to you in closing. I'm going to cover this. Here's a story by Paul Watson, by Steve Watson. McCain says it's common knowledge that Iran is training Al-Qaeda. Quote from the Washington Post. Pressed to elaborate, McCain said it was common knowledge and has been reported in the media that Al-Qaeda is going back into Iran and receiving training, and we are coming back into Iraq from Iran. That's well known, and it's unfortunate. A few moments later, this is in Iraq, Senator Joseph Lieberman, standing just behind McCain, stepped forward and whispered in the presidential candidate's ear. McCain then said, I'm sorry, the Iranians are training extremists, not Al-Qaeda. Now, here's the story. McCain flubs Shiites and Sunnis, vice versa. Here is the Reuters story. McCain shrugs off Obama attack over Iraq gaffe. Presidential candidate John McCain shrugged off criticism. And it goes on to say that he said that Shiites are Sunnis. Why is this important? The news, mainstream neocon radio, that's not conservative, that's anti-American, meant to neutralize conservatives, I hear them every day say, Iran is training al-Qaeda, Iran is al-Qaeda. Iran almost invaded during the 1980s, again in the 90s, because of al-Qaeda, CIA-funded, killing Iranian diplomats. Iran is Shiite, the opposite group from the Sunnis and the derivation of that, the Wahhabist. Al-Qaeda was funded and created by the CIA in 79 out of Wahhabist sects. They used previous Wahhabist sects to overthrow secular governments in Iran and all over the region. And our government puts the radical Muslims in. Do you understand history? No, you don't. Now, we learned 4 years ago that the number three in Al-Qaeda was given hundreds of millions of dollars. It was announced publicly last year and admitted to attack Iran, kill police, bomb facilities, blow up dams, machine gun children, trying to get the Iranians to take it. The Iranians lay there and take it, knowing if they fight back against Al-Qaeda, they will say that it's a war and that a war has started. Just like our government used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back, they handed Kosovo over to the Serbs. You didn't know the history? Go research it. That's a Senate report on that. I want to explain this again to you very, very slowly. Our criminal government created al-Qaeda. They use them to attack the Serbs. Now they're using them to attack the Iranians. But that isn't enough for our criminal media and government, corporate-controlled media. They then come out and say that Iran is funding al-Qaeda and that Iran was behind 9/11 and that Iran is attacking Iraq with al-Qaeda. It's the opposite group. They're at war with the CIA and al-Qaeda. Now, I'm not saying they're good. All governments are evil. The history shows you that. The point is al-Qaeda is run by our criminal government. That's a historical fact. The hijackers were all U.S. government agents. It's all documented in my films, PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you. See you live next Sunday and back tomorrow live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since the